Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Good to be back. Full show together. Hope everybody had a great holiday weekend. Getting set for Chiefs Texans throughout the week today. If you missed what Andy Reid had to say earlier today, of course, you can find it on the podcast page. Also through the Odyssey app, as he spoke about a little bit of availability. It sounds like, yeah, if needed, Wanya Morris, as we suspect, would be the second swing tackle if needed. Hopefully Jalen Moore can play left tackle. Hopefully Juwan Taylor is back and can be the starting right tackle on Sunday against the number one defense in football. Be careful, still out there. Looks like it's still snowing, man. It's gonna be snowing when we get off the air. I didn't expect that to be the case. And we had a bunch of people were texting earlier to answer our question about, hey, there's some delivery drivers, and they all said they would rather be delivering packages in 110 degree heat than this. One, they said it's also busier because people just ordered a bunch of stuff for Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and
so
things like
timing.
So they said there's just a bunch of packages and stuff like that. And then you couple it with the snow and everything.
Have you done any of your shopping yet?
I got a couple things. I ordered
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. For my nephews, I got them a couple things.
Cool.
I would hope, right? Aren't they back at school?
They get early release like my kids?
I have no Blue Valley, I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, I got a couple of their gifts. I still need to get my siblings' specific stuff. I got to figure that out. But yeah, to answer your question, some things were purchased, yes.
We don't do individual sibling gifts. I don't want to go bankrupt.
Cody, you got 20, you know, whatever it is.
I just, you know, like I've been told that I'm barreling to, man, am I allowed to?
Huh? About to call somebody out?
I won't say for who.
Go ahead and call them out.
No. I'm just saying, like, yeah. I just found out this weekend that coming up next year, I will officially be a great uncle.
What?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of nieces and nephews. Some of them are a little bit older. I'm to understand that I'll be becoming great uncle next summer.
Jeez.
So.
That make you feel old?
A little, when you put great in front of something.
Great uncle?
Which means, so my grandpa is 95 years old, he'll be 96 in January, assuming his health remains steady. He will get to meet his great
that's amazing.
Grandchild.
That's awesome, though.
Next summer.
That's awesome,
how
though.
Insane
that is really
is that?
Cool. Really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Great? That's nuts.
Yeah, that's
that neat. Doesn't happen very often. I mean, not like since people stopped having kids when they were like 15 and died when they were 32 in the pilgrim days. You know, slightly different during those times, but yeah.
I was able to meet my great-great.
Your great-great?
My great-great-grandmother. Or no, my, no.
Single great, probably.
Single great,
yeah. Yes.
But this, I was able to meet my great-grandmother.
Like, so like, I've got nieces and nephews that have known their great-grandfather for 25 years. Like, it doesn't, logically make sense, but you know, people have kids when they're young.
Yeah, I get why you can't do the sibling gift exchange. You got too many.
We used to just draw names out of a hat.
Can I get,
and so like I'd get Alex and Alex would get Drew. We used to do that.
I was joking with my mom about this the other day, and then we can get into back into some sports. I was like, this is one of those where just it is what it is, because my twin sister is married, my other sister is married as well. And so I won't say the dollar amount, but we all give the same like dollar amount of value of
range.
Gift. Okay. them as a couple give me a gift. Them as both of them, right? So like, so my right, makes sense, right?
Your sister and your brother-in-law give Alex, let's just call it a $100
sure,
gift.
Fine, make it simple. So let's say they give me that. I give each of them the same value. So I get screwed.
I said I'm getting robbed.
I got to pay double the gift.
You're out 400. They're out 200.
Yeah.
And they got two people to contribute to the money.
Cody, this was my argument.
Oh, you're getting robbed. Robbed.
Yeah. I got to do, yeah, whatever the dollar amount is for each one of them, they just do it once for me.
I think they should each get you a gift. I think you're owed four gifts.
I just
either that or you should only have to get them $50.
That's the solution. Yeah. I think that's the solution. But this happened last year. I was joking with my mom about it. Joking, but also serious. I was like, wait, you know, this is happening here.
It doesn't always work out, but we try to get them a gift that is for like couples, right? So like for my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, we try to get them something that is a value that makes sense, that is equal to about the amount we spend, that is for both of them, or the two things combined. We don't do this. You're on the hook for both. And you got to buy all the nieces and nephews stuff too. Now, look,
but I expect that.
You know, whatever.
That's
all
different.
Your nephews got to buy stuff.
Different.
And it is different. And if you had kids, they'd buy your kid a present. So that all equals.
Someone says, well, then you're an idiot, Gold. You should give a gift for the couple. That's not how we've done it. I'm just telling you. That's just not how we've done it.
Yeah, something's off, man. I think you're getting. But again, people are saying it's different. We just did money for my nieces and nephews because that's what my one of my great uncles did for us, just to get like $20. Or
it's
whatever.
The easiest way.
We should all just chip in and, you know.
Yeah.
Let them decide what they want.
If I gave every niece and nephew I had $20, I'd be $400 in the hole before this thing even started.
That much?
I don't know the exact number. Without thinking about it too hard, Drew, yes. I have probably...
I know your family's massive. I didn't
between
know
15
that.
And 20 nieces and nephews. This, Drew, I got six full brothers and sisters and two stepbrothers. One of my stepbrothers has four kids. The other has two, and all of my siblings' kids. One of my brothers has four kids. Like, you know how many kids there are in my family?
A lot.
There's a million of us. We played left, right, center like we do on every Thanksgiving. There were 25 people in that circle. I did not win. Never do, man. Let's talk a little sports.
Yep.
We mentioned the Chiefs-Cowboys game. We were off the air for that one on Friday. And it is funny to kind of go back and watch it now because it just going to go down as another incredibly frustrating loss for where the Chiefs have been this season. One of the bigger standouts of the game, we'd mentioned a few earlier in the show, like Trent McDuffie and all these others, is defensively, we have to admit at this point, they are an incredibly flawed defense. They sometimes overcome it because they are incredibly coached and they have some good players. But they've got massive deficiencies. And when they show up, they show up. And so what happens is when they get no pass rush and Spags just starts tossing blitzes and it's a quarterback who can get things done, they're at risk. They're just at risk. They're not a bad defense, but they're not an elite level defense like they were last year. They're a flawed defense. It's something that really stood out in that Cowboys game.
Yeah, we've known the front four has been an issue all year. Like you said, they've masked it in certain instances, certain opponents, and certain moments. Go back to the Colts game, the five straight three and outs. They've been able to find it in some spots, but not consistency consistently throughout the season. So that's been an issue in a variety of ways. I think what was so stunning visually, Cody, on Thursday was Trent McDuffie, who is one of the best corners in football. Yeah, he was going up against one of the best in football in CeeDee Lamb, but that's the first time where I can remember, and someone maybe brought up Cortland Sutton a year or so ago, but otherwise that I can remember Trent McDuffie having a player kind of get the best of him throughout the entire day. Where if they wanted, even if the coverage was tight, CeeDee Lamb was catching the football.
Yeah, somebody
the
mentioned ball a Cortland placement Sutton was game great. Where they kind of got him one time, but it was the baddest I've ever seen.
So that was one of the big things that stood out other than the third down defense. Third down defense, you got him the third and long, but you couldn't get off the field. Even it wasn't like you were giving up third and ones, third and twos all day to Javonte Williams in the rushing attack. There was third and eights, third and 11s, and Dak Prescott, to his credit, was able to convert.
But that's why they're a flawed defense. They can't get off the field. And it could probably boil down to the simple thing. They've got a bad pass rush. And those problems started when they spent their first round pick on a defensive end who has three career sacks. I don't know, whatever Felix has got. He's got like one and a half,
something like that, three and a half.
Two, three, three and a half, four sacks, whatever. They spent a first round pick on him. George Karloftis is a good defensive pass rusher, but he's not a great one. So he can't cover for it. Chris Jones has gotten older and they have gotten zero, and I do mean zero, contribution from pretty much every other member of the defensive line. If Charles Omenihu thought he was getting paid this season, that ain't happening.
He tested the market. Nobody else was willing to pay him what he thought, and yeah, I guess we're finding out why.
Yeah, and I think that the rest of the league was right, in truth. Yeah,
unfortunately.
And not paying him based on what he's gotten so far in contributions. And so their problems are they pick at the end of the first round, and they haven't been able to resolve that, and they haven't been willing to give up either draft pick compensation or to spend huge dollars in the free agency the way they went and got Frank Clark when they first needed defensive line help, when Andy Reid first got here and they realized they had those issues. So they're just a flawed defense, and that means the Chiefs are going to have to put up points. And the Chiefs offensively, same problems. Why do they, for 50% of the game, look like the greatest show on turf and the Rams, and they just move the ball up and down the field, and they do this, and then they will have four straight punts, five straight punts, two three and outs in a row, three and outs in a row, and then a fumble or something. Like, they're more hot and cold than any team in the league offensively. They at times look like the best offensive football, like other times look like they can't move the football.
First two drives against Dallas, I mean, we know the scripted 15, scripted 20. It was probably as good of a first 15 play sequence the Chiefs have had all year, I can make a case for. You know, because we had mentioned going into the Cowboys game that the Chiefs had really struggled in the first quarters. It was the opposite. They got started too late in the past. They were only other than I think the Lions game, they weren't scoring touchdowns in the first quarter. And this game, that was the opposite. They came out of the gates, looked awesome, and then it all went away. It was
trying
reverse.
To double dip, and it just looked hideous.
That's so I'm glad you brought this. So that's a season long issue. They have been terrible first drive out of half, drive before half.
Yep.
The double dip, but not even like bad at one, both.
Yes.
But right out of halftime, because they still win the toss a lot and they defer, which is fine. They get the ball to start the second half. Those second half opening drives have been three and outs way too often and way more than normal in Kansas City throughout this entire season. These are, look, there's a million reasons why this team is 6-6. You know, as we can point to great numbers, we can point to plenty of instances. And, you know, Andy Reid, like, as much as it's annoying to hear him clean stuff up, where he is correct is, I think it is one or two plays. The problem is it's one or two plays in every game. So therefore, it's 20 plus plays across the season that you're not making.
What's so crazy is that if they were just 10% better with any unit, I think that they'd have 8 or 9 wins right now. As in, had special teams been 10 or 15% better on aggregate in the season, the offense have been 10% better, the defense have been 10% better. This is a 9-win football team. And instead, all three seem to constantly fall short of what they need to be in an individual game. And look, the truth is that it varies per game. There's been times when the defense picked them up and the offense didn't. In this game, offense wasn't the issue. I understand they had four straight punts. Man, they moved the ball. Patrick Mahomes had four touchdowns. They scored 28 points. That's supposed to be enough to win you a football game 95% of the time, certainly with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. And I looked it up. His record in games in which they were in the turnover margin, he wins 95% of games in which the Chiefs win the turnover margin. So yet another thing that any number that we used to toss out just for this season, I don't think it just means forever, but anything that's like, they have a lead at half, they win the turnover margin. We've mentioned 1,000 of these. Coming off of a bye, any of the stats that favor the Chiefs 90, 95% of the time are the opposite this year, and they're just losing 100% of them. That speaks to the weirdness of the season in a lot of ways and where their problems kind of start and end. But it's also why, and this isn't even, I don't think it actually means anything as far as their ability to win or lose. But I do think that it is why it is frustrating, like why Andy for just a week needs to not say clean things up. Because we know you need to clean things up. The question we have remaining, which I mentioned earlier in the show, is how are you planning on cleaning those up? Because to this point, it seems to be play the same players on special teams, let the same guys return the kickoffs who aren't doing a good job, let the same guys block who aren't doing a good job, let the same guy who is getting beaten coverage on third down and Shamari Connor cover, nothing's changed. You're just hoping they do it differently or do it better. That to me is not a solution to just they'll clean it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's December 1st. I mean, at this point, you know, you are in large part who you are.
And
now, they've been in every single game, and that's where, like, in each of these five that are left, they're going to have a chance to win every single one.
Yep.
But the issue is the chance part, the chance might exist. They are not actually capitalizing on that opportunity late in games because they have been in every single game this season. I told you the one game where I think they were not going to win no matter what was that Chargers game week one. I really believe that.
Yeah,
and
no
I understand
chance.
Worthy got hurt three plays in. I think the whole team was terrible in that game. Like the Cowboys game, we can say like the defense didn't play great late. There were elements where the Chiefs should have won that game. There were elements, obviously, the Broncos game, we all know. Like there's plenty, I can go game by game, where the Chiefs make a play and get there. But that's the story of the season. And with five games to go, on individual games, as we said, yeah, they can win them. I just have a hard time thinking that suddenly they're going to clean it all up for the final five.
And they won't screw up one.
Every break's going to go their way now, and they won't have a crucial penalty at that moment, and they won't drop the pick that's thrown right to them, and Rashee Rice will make every catch. And like, I don't believe in the year 2025, unfortunately, guys, that is in the cards. That's
if you'd
all.
Asked me 2024, I'd have said they'll win every single one of those games in which all those things need to happen.
Well, Andy said they're going to have to.
We're going to try to tickle your tonsils.
Well, if they do that, maybe they'll win five.
He's talking about his offense. What do you think that looks like? Offensively, what does that look like? What Andy's talking about. He said,
excuse me,
on every drive. I'm asking what he thinks that looks like on offense.
You want a visual of what that means?
Vertical routes?
Run the ball.
Yes.
Smash mouth. Run
both.
The ball.
Both.
Right up the gut.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes thrown for 450 again is what it is.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
I do think there's...
Just asking.
It feels like
Andy said it, not me. So
it feels like all around, it's a pure lax... If we're looking at just what Andy's saying, it's one or two things. It's just a lack of execution at that point. And a lot of times, though, when you're not executing, it goes back to the head coach in the end for all these other places because of whether it's personnel, whether it's ability to be ready to go, whether it's the ability to make adjustments on the fly. A lot of this, I think, just points back, not directly to Andy Reid and blaming him, but I think a lot of this falls on the head coach in some way, shape, or form figure it out.
Yeah. Ultimately, it is on him and the entire coaching staff. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, the narrative in off-season convo as soon as the season and as soon as if they end up getting eliminated will be like from Mahomes and legacy and all that. Like all the pressure is on Patrick Mahomes. I think that's all very, very
sure.
Real.
But there's only so much that he can do though. When it feels like he's trying to pull this team out of the gutter single-handedly, and it's not.
He should. Who are on his ass.
That,
and then,
that play was insane. Absolutely
was
insane.
Several plays like that a game.
Yep.
Even in the games that don't go well. He makes some.
But as we've said, and you've brought this up, whenever he has a play like that, though, the Chiefs are losing those games.
I know.
It's insane. Like, just about every time now, it feels like whenever he makes a play like that, they're losing. Before we would say, oh, that means they're winning. But it seems like those are the games where they're losing now.
Yeah, it's just because
the O-line breaks down. And yeah.
And he feels the pressure to do too much and everything else kind of in between. And then they run into these issues over and over and over again. You got to let us know. Alex and I, obviously, the show and Drew all finish up in 40 minutes. How are the roads? 913-586-7965. If you're on them or were on them, we're kind of curious. Alex, we got to drive to kind of three different parts of the city, really.
It doesn't look too bad, at least on Metcalf over here.
Drew's heading to the dot. Gold's got to go to the Missouri side to make a couple of wagers first.
Well, I got to take advantage of the free promo stuff today.
Yeah, and
I'm debating going to car dealerships as well to look at cars. So
Drew's trying
going
to buy a car in this way.
How long you got the rental for?
Till Friday. So,
so you really got to get on it.
And
great
time
to buy a car.
This
December.
Is technically the extension of the. So I've had this for 2 weeks. I've been through. Last week was tough because the holiday and everything like that.
Do you
the way
know what you're
out.
Like? Do you know? Like, do you have an idea? Like, are you?
I've got options narrowed down.
Okay.
I am going to check out a couple more places today. Hopefully, by the time we get to Friday, we'll have a car figured out.
There you go.
So, yeah, but I don't know. I might be an idiot and actually go and test them out
are
today.
Horrible.
Okay,
from three different texts.
That scares me to.
Someone says
I-35 northbound
suck.
Stop completely.
Oh, stop completely? That's usually the way I go home.
Highways are drivable, someone else says. Side roads and neighborhoods are iffy.
Where's the traffic guy during our show on days like this, you know?
Yeah, we need to call him in. We used to, we could have, maybe Cloudy with a Chance has a counterpart. Maybe he has a counterpart that can do the roads. I mean, it's a meteorologist, but we need someone just for traffic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So right. They're leaving from Kearney, headed to Arrowhead to work. The roads are pretty bad up in the Northland.
That's where I live. All right, so
it sounds like you're getting the worst of this.
All I really want to know is should I take 635 or 35 home? Can someone just tell me if one of those is passable?
Someone says, Cody, don't take 35, take 635.
Okay, got it.
That's the way that I typically
all I needed
go.
To know. That's all I needed to know.
Roads are really bad. I'm a truck driver.
Dang. All right.
I think because of the courier work for all those years, I don't mind. I'm not fearful, I guess, of driving in this weather. I feel like just as long as the biggest problem is I'm more fearful of what you guys are doing. As in, there's a standard that if we all operate on, we're all fine and can move on about our day, and there's not too much of a hiccup. But
that goes all the way back to gold stock down.
Someone says a semi has blocked the entire I-35 Ooh. North, blocking all lanes. Well, I will not be going that way home. Thank you for the heads up. Someone says it's December and snowing. Just go home. My kids got early release. Can I have early release? I'll just take off for the final half hour of the show. Go meet my kids off the bus.
No.
No.
That's because you know my wife is home.
No. Yeah. You don't need to do that.
That's true. If I did, I wouldn't have.
No, I'm honestly, right after the show, I'm going to drive towards the state line. I'll take advantage of launch day in Missouri. FanDuel, by the way, if you think a point's going to be scored tonight, Monday Night Football, they've super boosted it up to even money odds. Max bet, I think, is $50. So essentially, it's $50 free. DraftKings has one in the Blues hockey game tonight if a goal is scored. So it's free opportunity. Even if you already have an account in Kansas, you can take advantage of that. If you've never had a betting account on the app, so then you can get the same, you know, bet five, get 300, 400, whatever type of stuff. Those are the special somebody was asking about. As well.
Yeah, it just depends on which.
And then I'm headed straight home after that, man.
And then I'm just going to curl up with a. Did you finish your book?
I did when I was. All right. I read it on the beach.
Hey. Yeah. How was it?
It was good. You know, I'm not someone that typically is going to go buy a book and just read it.
Okay.
But I did because our guy Vinny read said book. And so I said, I'll read the same book. And yeah, did I learn something from it? Absolutely.
Did it move you?
I don't know if it moved me. But I enjoyed it. It was an easy read. It's like it was like 170 pages. It was a very quick read.
That's it?
Yeah. And I was on the beach, so I was in a good mood. So everything seemed good at the time when I read it.
A cocktail in your hand. Yeah.
Do you want the book? Have you read it?
I'm not ready yet.
Do you want it?
I've got a different book on hold at the library at the moment that I plan on reading first, but
okay.
I can get to that one next, maybe.
Yeah. No, is this a day where you would just sit at home and read if you weren't, is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
tonight.
Well, I'm
watching Monday Night Football. I'm not reading a book.
They already
on my
canceled
couch.
My. I don't know the Giants playing.
Yeah, I want to see Drake May.
I guess at least
Giants against the 10
Jackson
and
2. Dart's back too.
At least it's
Jackson Dart versus Drake May.
All right. Dart is back,
Cody. So wait, hang on, Cody. Would you be more inclined to watch if it was Jameis compared to Jackson Dart?
Maybe.
I think there's an argument actually for that.
Jameis is. He just makes for fun football.
Jameis is catching touchdowns.
Yeah. Dart at least is.
But in fairness, they have a better chance to win the football game if Jameis started tonight, right?
What's that?
They have a better chance to win the game tonight if Jameis started?
I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Okay. I kind of feel
like the Patriots are one of the best teams in football. So
I know. I think that's what they need.
Anyway.
That's why I think they need the like unpredictability of Jameis Winston out there.
Do you have front wheel drive, Cody?
All wheel.
Okay. Even better. It says the North Line hasn't been plowed at all from the 816.
This is why I told you guys today. I'm actually excited to drive.
You're going
to
be going through it.
Actually excited.
Can take your new whip out there and see how it goes?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go and test drive a car like an idiot. But you know what?
Honestly, I don't think it's the worst thing to test drive in this weather because at least you know if it's
he's not going to be able to see the car.
That is actually
unless the dealership has wiped off all the cars already, and I'm able to see the damn car, and he's looking at a used vehicle, which is fine. I want to know what there's. I need to see what it looks like.
Yeah, that would be the. In fairness, if I can test drive it, then maybe it's just good to test drive, and if it feels good driving it, then I can come back and I can check out. The body.
I appreciate Logan for filling in for us last week, though. We appreciate everybody that filled in the last couple
light or dark. I only care about meat in my mouth.
Yeah, well, there you go. Up next, we will get to what's trending, and we'll get right back into some of the offensive line concerns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the Chiefs.
What's trending?
Yeah, dang!
Brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly's certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Number one on What's Trending. We're trying to figure out what Andy Reid meant by tickle your tonsils. Carrington was in here talking to us just a second ago. No real injury updates, though, overall from Andy. He just kind of acknowledged that, you know, if they have to go to their second swing tackle, it would be Wanya Morris. But we're going to have to wait till Wednesday when Andy Reid speaks again to get a little more clarity on availability. Also, Brian Cook, it sounds like maybe not as hurt as we thought.
That's good.
But, we'll see as we get closer. I know Matt Verderam had some reporting that they believe Juwan Taylor would be available on Sunday.
They
we'll see.
Need him on Sunday. Yeah. That Texans defensive front is brutal. Probably the best in the league. Next up on What's Trending, James Madison University head coach Bob Chesney to sign a 5-year deal to take over at UCLA. That means one of two things. One, that's a good hire by UCLA. He's done a really nice job at JMU.
Mm-hmm.
Second, does nobody want the Penn State job? Who the hell's going to coach for them?
It's going to be Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll?
Nick Saban? Nick Saban mentioned his name, and all of a sudden, his name is near the top. Also,
Saban threw a little clout with him.
Two names to watch, though. Kalani Sitake.
Oh, BYU's coach.
And Josh Heupel, also growing on
Tennessee.
The list.
Josh Heupel?
They're in Tennessee.
You know the sickos.
Those Tennessee cities, are better than the ones up there in Pennsylvania,
football fans
I think.
Are sickos, yeah. And there were fans who are tracking flights from Knoxville to State College. There was one that happened yesterday.
There could have been a business meeting for anything.
Could have also been Josh Heupel interviewing.
Alex says that someone who's run on a tarmac chasing a plane. So don't let him. He's as guilty of it as anybody.
Back in the day, I did plenty of the flight tracking when Kansas was hiring new coaches every 2 years.
They were
I did that too much. I may or may not have ran across a runway, which I think is illegal. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
It's been long enough.
You're sure that
fine.
Is a crime. All right, next up on What's Trending. Sports wagering is live in the state of Missouri for the first time. These are the apps that are available at launch. Bet365, BetMGM, Caesars, Circa, DraftKings, Fanatics, FanDuel, theScore Bet, all live and operational. If you've never downloaded any of those apps, there's a ton of really, really good promos. If you have and you just go across the state line of Missouri, there's a bunch of promos today. For example, on FanDuel, if you bet that a point will be scored tonight, it is even money. Max wager $50. It's basically a free bet that somebody scores a single point in Monday Night Football. DraftKings has a similar deal, but for hockey tonight involving the Blues. So I know the weather's dangerous, but if you're already on the Missouri side, take advantage of that today only.
Yeah, I'd say so. Lastly, on What's Trending, college hoops. Kansas State will be in action tonight versus Bowling Green. Tonight at 7, and Kansas finds their way back into the top 25 after a one-week hiatus. They were ranked 21st. Then a nice little trip to Vegas.
It was very successful
fruitful,
trip.
Especially considering no Darren Peterson, who I assume we'll talk about tomorrow. He could make his return against UConn.
Yeah, UConn's in town tomorrow night at Allen Fieldhouse. That's a heck of a game. But no, it was a really good trip out there for the Players Era Festival, and the big come-from-behind victory against Tennessee capped it all off.
Yeah, that was a really impressive win. A ranked Tennessee squad at the time, obviously still ranked, I believe, based on the current AP top 25. But yeah, hell of a trip for Kansas.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Are you watching Monday Night Football tonight? You seemed hesitant at the beginning of the hour. Patriots, Giants.
Patriots should draw me in some. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt, because they're one of the better teams in the league. I don't want to see if, unlike the Rams, who I thought were playing as good as any team in the league, and then all of a sudden lose to the Panthers. Certainly anything can happen in that Giants game tonight. And Jackson Dart is one of the more intriguing rookie quarterbacks this year. So you kind of see what's going on. I'll probably watch it. My kids' dance already canceled. Well, my kids will be home from school in like 20 minutes.
I need to finish the new season of Stranger Things. Have you started?
I haven't started the series at
all. I've heard good things.
I've never started.
I've never seen a single episode.
I guess I should fire it up. Well, great time, actually, because now I won't be behind. I can, like, by the time it takes me to catch up, all the episodes will have aired. So at least
they're doing this final season in two parts. So part one is out now, and then there's another
part. Okay, then I'll wait a couple more months.
Is that a... Stranger Things is on Netflix, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that a Netflix thing? Because the Outer Banks series also did a similar thing doing the part ones and part twos.
Do you know why? Because the rest of us have all started doing cyclical canceling of stuff. So I'm not watching any shows on Netflix right now.
I'll pack that thing up
for the next 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then when Stranger Things comes back out, if that's a show I want to watch, I'm going to just start rotating all of these around series I'm watching. They think you're more likely to keep Netflix if there's a, oh, Stranger Things. Oh, then a playoff game. Oh, then gotcha. Stranger Things
that,
again.
That makes sense.
You don't lose them for a year. So I think I...
And yeah, the Christmas Day games are on Netflix, of course, again. Yeah.
And the MLB playoffs? Are
home run derby and, the first, okay. and I think okay. you're right about wild card weekend okay. or one of the wild card MLB games.
Anyways, yeah,
is gonna be there.
So, either way, I bet I'll be tuned in at least for a little bit. Although, admittedly, the AFC's a mess. Yeah. And good luck predicting. I think the NFC and the AFC playoffs. I think no matter whether the Chiefs make it or not, I think we gotta kind of like buckle in for a wild ride because. Does anybody trust any of the top eight teams in either conference to for sure go to the Super Bowl? And the answer is no. The Rams would have been the closest thing to your answer a week ago. They just lost to the Panthers.
True.
I don't trust anyone in the top four seeds in the AFC to win multiple playoff games. Hell, I don't even trust them to win one for sure. And so, I don't know. I just feel like it's battling up for not just the Chiefs are having a weird year, that the NFL is having a weird year, and it's going to make for a weird playoffs.
It's looking that way. I mean, who would have thought at this point the Bears would be a number one seed in the NFC and the Broncos and the Patriots if they win tonight, but the Broncos would be the
number two picks from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's pretty wild to think seeding wise that that's where it's at. And yet at the same time, Cody, I don't know, like on the AFC side, who do you actually think is capable of winning two playoff games, in some cases three? The Broncos have Bo Nix, who's winless as a starter in the playoffs in one game. The Patriots, Drake May, has never played in the playoffs. Trevor Lawrence has, but he's, you know, Jekyll and Hyde. Ravens, we know the history with Lamar. We'll see if they even get in. The Chargers, Justin Herbert doesn't have a good playoff track record. Daniel Jones, come on. He's also got a fractured fib. That's a good question. I'd have to go back and think. Josh Allen obviously would have the most. So, okay. Of the seven playoff teams right now, we can do this exercise pretty quick. Bo Nix has zero. Drake May has zero.
Trevor Lawrence has one.
Trevor Lawrence has one. Herbert has none. Lamar's
probably got five without looking ballpark.
Josh Allen is 7-6 in the playoffs.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson playoff record.
I'm gonna guess 5-4, 5-5.
He is 3-5.
3-5. Okay.
So that's 10 wins between Lamar and Josh Allen. And
then Mahomes has that in the last 2.5 playoff runs.
And then, as we already know, who doesn't have any? And Daniel Jones. What do you call it? Went to the playoffs with the Giants that 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, he's 1-1.
But the top six seeds have a combined 4 playoff wins total and maybe a combined 10 playoff starts. And they're only getting that benefit because Lamar Jackson's doing 95% of the heavy lifting in there. So if you're going to tell me I have any idea what's going to happen to playoff with a guy with zero or one career playoff start, 0 career playoff starts, 2 career playoff starts, 10 with Lamar Jackson, but in a weird year where they're not playing good football. Justin Herbert with 2 career, 1 career playoff start, whatever the hell it is. Daniel Jones with 1 or 2 career playoffs. I mean, how am I supposed to know what's going to happen in the AFC? At least in the NFC. Here's the truth about the NFC, and this is where I think it's different. The AFC is I don't have any idea who's actually good because I don't know which quarterback to trust, and nobody's ever played in the playoffs. In the NFC, I genuinely think they're all just the same, equally good. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's because I think they have a lot of really good teams in the NFC, but no one is definitively better than everyone else other than maybe the Rams. And I'm only waffling on them a little bit because of one weird game against the Panthers. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for that game, I'd say they're better than everybody and everyone else is the same. There is no fundamental difference between Dallas, Chicago, Philly, the Bucks, Seattle, none of them. They're all the same.
The only difference, I feel like on the NFC side, in my opinion, unless the Lions beat the Cowboys on Thursday, it's a different conversation because there's some renewed pressure. But if the Lions were to lose on Thursday, in my opinion, the playoff field for the NFC will be set as far as the teams, not the order. So, like, all right, the Bears are 9-3. The Rams are 9-3. The Eagles are 8-4. I know they're free falling, but the nearest team to them is the Cowboys, who are 6-5-1, and they've already played each other twice. So there's no more makeup head to head.
They want to get away.
The Bucks are 7-5. Seattle's a wild card at 9-3. Packers 8-3-1, and the Niners are 9-4. And so you have a Lions team that's 7-5, and the Cowboys 6-5-1. To me, that's a de facto elimination game on Thursday night. Cowboys lose, it's over. And in my opinion, if the Lions lose, they drop to 7-6. I think it's over for them, as crazy as that might sound. So I think there's a chance that the seven teams that are currently in the NFC field are already the seven teams. Whereas on the AFC side, I think there's some more jumbling and jockeying for a position that could happen, because there's too many teams that play each other head to head. The Colts play the Jags twice. You know what I mean? Like the Texans still play the Colts another time.
They're going to beat each other up.
There's too many
of
those common opponents or whatever.
It's actually really good for the Chiefs that the AFC South still has so many games remaining against each other. Because again, I know the Chiefs can't, as of today, win out and guarantee a playoff spot. But if they win out, they'll be in the playoffs. I think we just know both things are true. I'd be stunned if they got to 11 wins and did not find a way in the playoffs. The only way they get a 10 win and in the playoffs, I think, is if they get in a 7-seed tie with the Indianapolis Colts, who we think are getting ready to go into free fall mode, or at least it certainly looks like it's plausible. Now, they could just restabilize and win this Sunday and we're having a different conversation. And the text line asked us earlier, I can't tell you what's going to happen with the Chargers right now. I already thought their schedule was harder, way hard, pretty hard, or at least after the Raiders game. And so I don't like the way their offensive line looks, and they're running into problems anyway. So I already wondered if they were the team the Chiefs needed to catch. And now Justin Herbert's going to have a surgically repaired hand that he might play on or play with this Sunday. Well, I don't know what kind of quarterback he's going to be. Can I see a game when he's got it all mitted up? You saw how weird and uncomfortable he felt with a broken hand, not surgically repaired, in the game on Sunday. And that game was closer than they liked for longer than they'd probably like it to be. They ended up winning comfortably, obviously. But, I mean, they didn't like...
They
that
should,
wasn't a
by the way, the Raiders, I know it's one. They should fire Pete Carroll in the year. This whole thing's not going to work.
And they tried to stabilize and it didn't stabilize. It did the opposite.
They're just as bad. They're just as bad as what they were with Damian. Yeah. Not Damian Pierce.
And they got way
that's
more.
The Chiefs running back, Antonio Pierce. Sorry.
And they gave up draft picks and money to keep Geno Smith here. And it's like, this ain't working. He was meant, like, I always thought it made sense if he just like keeps you from being a loser franchise anymore and you instill some winning culture. It's kind of the opposite. So now you might as well just get anybody else. Like, there's no point in running with Pete Carroll if he's not going to be the person.
So what, the Titans would have the number one overall pick right now and the Raiders would have the second? Is that right? Or the I guess the Giants are 2-10 as well, and so are the Saints. I don't know.
Chiefs would
be a
top 15 pick.
I don't know what the tiebreakers are for the guys at the top there. But
right now, Tennessee would be 1, New Orleans 2, Giants 3, Vegas 4. But there'd be coin flips probably.
So the Jets winning yesterday. The
push them to 7. There's a bunch
the
of 3-9 teams.
The Jets can't get out of their own way. They need a quarterback badly, and they're going to be outside the top 5, it looks like.
Cincinnati be picking 10th. Man. Kansas City be picking 13th as it sits at this exact moment.
And both those teams are going to win some games on the stretch where neither of them are going to be picking in the top 15, in my opinion.
Probably.
No.
You know?
Which is, you know,
I think the Bengals will pick 15th.
I think City will end up picking 22nd. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, so you have them in the playoffs.
I told you earlier, I still predict them in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah. I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm right, too. But also, I told you with no confidence, you're on the right side of it. The more logical, if you were to bet it, all the things, in fairness, I have way less to argue that they're a playoff team than against. You're on the correct side of the argument. There's just the part about Patrick Mahomes I can't shake.
I get it.
I just can't get it out of my head that he exists and that they will just find some way to be the team that they've been every other year under Patrick Mahomes, which is we win these games. We win these games consistently, and they'll get back to that. And I don't look, it's more delusional than it's ever been to say that. And it is just more on a wing and a prayer. You're not like there's not good. There are statistical things as in their top 10 offense and defense. Yeah. They're the number one total DVOA team in the NFL. That team has made the playoffs 99% of the time in the last 20 years since they've been tracking that damn stat when you're the number one total DVOA team. So, like, there's some things that back it up. But if you just watch the team, the eye test reeks of this is not a playoff team. And they can't get out of their own damn way and stop making mistakes and a million other stuff. So
if they miss, then the worst they'd pick is 18th, I think.
Yeah, have to. Yeah. Yeah. Now that we're, yeah. 14 teams make the playoffs, right?
I mean, the highest they've picked in the entire Andy Reid era? They missed the playoffs that 1 year. His year
2014 is the last time they missed, right?
Mm-hmm. Mahomes got picked 10th.
They traded up.
Technically,
they traded up. They were in the 20s.
Yeah, they traded up.
Yeah.
They were 22 or something.
So year? This, so yeah, it'd be the highest.
It'd been. Be the highest since they missed the playoffs in his second year. Remember when they went 9-7 or whatever it was? Andy Reid?
Yeah, 2014, right?
Or was that off? The one when they were picking in the 20s with Mahomes? They didn't miss the playoffs. No, no, no. They take Mahomes.
Mahomes was 17.
Yeah. He was mentioning that one. Then I was like, I don't know. Yeah, 9-7 in 2014. That was probably the highest they picked. I don't know where they picked, but it was probably, or they had given up that pick for Frank Clark and they didn't get to use it or something. Who knows? I don't remember the 2014 draft well enough.
Well, now you made me look it up. First round pick was. Any guess? Real quick, any guess?
2014.
You're going to be like, oh.
I don't know.
D. Ford.
Ah!
No second round pick that year. Philip Gaines, round three.
Did
round,
they trade down? D. Ford was in the 20s.
Round four was DeAnthony Thomas. Round five was Aaron Murray. Zach Fulton, the guard, and the doctor, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, was the sixth round pick that year.
They had to trade down.
They did not have a second round pick because of the Alex Smith deal.
Okay. So they must have traded down to get more selections, right?
D4 was pick 23.
Yeah, that's too low. If they missed the playoffs.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just, okay. that was probably part of the Alex Smith deal. They gave up their second. They might have got somebody else's.
Okay.
Remember, they traded.
So even then, this would be the highest they'd pick in the entire Andy Reid era. That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
If they picked 18th, they would have never been higher. With an opportunity to do it, I said the same thing. If this season falls apart, and they pick in the top 15. They better take a defensive.
Cody, player. I don't care if they're picking 15 or 32. They should draft defensive line.
Definitively at 15. Hell, trade up to 8.
I went ahead and just looked at one.
No,
they do not have them taking a defensive lineman. They haven't taken a defensive player though.
If it's a safety, I'm going to lose it.
It's not. Okay. The only safety we're taking in the first round is Caleb Downs. He may be the best player in the draft. Corner. Yep.
Trade Trent McDuffie. That's the only reason you'd be taking a corner.
That was not in the explanation, but yes.
That is very much, I think, in play in the offseason.
Yeah, I think it's even more in play if this season falls apart the way it's been going.
The best safety is Caleb. Caleb Downs might be, he might end up going like top 10 or like 9th or 10th, but he might be the best player in the draft because of all the quarterback stuff. Like, you might be able to get the best player pound for pound in the draft.
I got
to
say,
eight,
they said that about Kyle. Instead of one. They said that about Kyle Hamilton, and they were correct that Kyle Hamilton is a great NFL player. Do I think Kyle Hamilton is what wins playoff games? Nope. Do I think Kyle Hamilton is what helps you win divisions, win Super Bowl titles? Nope. He is a great player, and they selected him, and he is a great player, and the Chiefs would have gotten a great player if they picked him. Do I think he would have been the difference between a Super Bowl and not? Nope. And that's why I don't take safeties with top 15 picks, top 10 picks. They're very rarely total difference makers in that way. A corner, a wide receiver, a quarterback, a defensive end, a defensive tackle, those guys can be that. Not safeties.
I'm with you that I don't care how the season plays out. Defensive line has to be the first pick that I'm making. I don't care where they're drafting.
Doesn't matter to you. So you're saying if it's 15, but it reaffirms that it's even stronger, your opinion.
Yeah.
So.
Based on what we've seen this year, there is no reason that it should not be a defensive lineman.
It almost doesn't
even matter who it is.
Well.
It almost doesn't even matter.
Well, just I don't want him to take anybody but like a Shamar Stewart. Type,
okay.
You know?
Yeah, I want them to draft someone that'll actually sign a contract on time.
Well, I'll say this. It better not have, like, it better be a defensive lineman, and it better not have the word project in front of it. I'm done with that. So you need an active defensive lineman who helps your team immediately. Yeah. It can't be the, like, oh, he's 19. Raw. I better not hit raw project. No. If you're picking a 15, this better be a tailor-made, this person gets reps as a one immediately on the defensive line. I'm not, he's Felix, he's 21, oh, we can shape him. Nope. Ready-made players.
This
right
man
now
had double-digit sack. You want double-digit sack production in college is what you want.
Yes. Yeah, it can't be like his senior year, he managed to get 8 sacks. Just wait. He had 2 the year before.
I hear you.
Yeah, I'm already just envisioning the player I hate, and that's who they're going to take.
I get it. Yeah, you don't want the guy that he jumped to class. He's actually younger than what he's supposed to be, and so therefore his body's not fully developed yet.
Some of it this year is just going to beat it into submission, probably. But This has been a really hard year to watch this defensive line go. And because you know Chris Jones's contract will run out eventually and he's an aging player, you're like, what is your solution for the long, other than my plan of giving up two first-round picks to Myles Garrett?
They hope that, I mean, you're not going to like the answer. They better hope that Omar Norman Lott next year is healthy and turns into something, and same with Jelani. Because they can draft all we want. That if you want it to be a quicker fix and not a long-term defensive line rebuild, that's fair. What has to happen.
Those guys have to be better in year two, and that's fair. And that's not like a crazy thing to wish for either, if you're the Chiefs. But
someone says preferably a strong lower half. Oh, don't you worry. When we get to February and March, I'll make sure we get to some of the specifics about some of these draft prospects. Don't you worry.
I hope it doesn't go that way. I don't want to be talking draft.
Good knee bend.
January, February. Playoffs outside.
Good hips. In. Good hips.
Yeah.
All key stuff. Be careful out there. Hope you guys
try to be.
Have a good rest of the day. Drive home safe. We're back at it tomorrow right here on Cody and Gold.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.